With COVID-19 cases still rising in North Dakota, Governor Burgum made this announcement.
We're moving all remaining counties from yellow to orange. This would indicate the seriousness of the situation where the whole state is at high risk.
Some counties had been in the moderate risk category. Burgum told reporters he's concerned about hospital capacity, which he said is under pressure due to COVID cases.
We know that we could be facing a situation in our state in the next 2 to 3 weeks where we would be severely constrained on hospital capacity.
Burgum said staffing remains an issue in hospitals. He says a new state health officer order is designed to help.
That now is going to allow asymptomatic COVID-positive healthcare workers to work in COVID units of licensed healthcare facilities so long as they remain asymptomatic and additional precautions are taken as recommended by the CDC and the North Dakota Department of Health to protect both the worker and the patients in that unit.
And as North Dakota starts to roll out its new rapid testing equipment for COVID-19, Burgum said the first priority for those rapid tests will be healthcare workers. The state will be receiving the new Binax Now tests, where results can be known in as little as 15 minutes.
When a healthcare worker is tested, their test gets sent away. It could be 24 to 48 hours before they get a response to find out if they're positive or negative. Meanwhile, whether in that waiting period, they're effectively on the sideline. And we know that that some of those do come back positive, the majority come back negative, the person can then go back to work because they're negative. If we could have given them that result in 15 minutes instead of 2 days, that frees up, in some cases, for some hospital, dozens of people.
And Burgum is again making the plea that people need to take the steps to reduce the spread of the virus, including the wearing of masks, practicing physical distancing, and frequent hand washing. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.